again for the report, Donald. I'm glad this thing's working as good as it is. It's comically small, and it's honestly so cool that I did it. I'm going to make a couple improvements, but I think it's doing exactly what I wanted it to do, and I'm not out a ton of money because of it, so I'll take it as a win. I got to learn how to use this. The hand mic's got, like, up, down, and all that, but it doesn't do anything. I wish I could bump through repeaters like I usually do. I can set it, because the up-down volumes don't do anything. Greg, yeah, I mean, if weather permitting, so I'm going to try and get the materials on the way home today that I need. I need to go get the ground rod, the ground wire, the ground clamp, and probably like 3 bags of quickcrete and maybe some 2x4s to make a form. I'm just going to pour a little pad, like a 2x2 pad, and then set that base in it, and then level it off in the ground and then cover it back up. I don't think I'm going to go as far as sinking it into the ground, because after doing some research, it really doesn't support it. It's just to keep the base or the bottom from moving. All the support's really from the brackets on the house, and those should be here tomorrow as well as the base. So if I do it this week, and I'll text you, like I said, weather permitting, you're more than welcome to come spectate, you know, point and advise. I just want to really get the mat set, get the base set, and then probably get the antenna on it. And then I don't know if I'm going to do the arrestor this weekend or not, because that's going to take me a little bit of time to splice in, but I don't think we're going to get any thunderstorms anytime soon, so I should be good there. So you're more than welcome to join if we do it this weekend. That's what I'm shooting for, but I haven't checked the weather, and I am driving in rain right now, so we'll see.